Well, now to an event that attracts thousands of people to a town in central west New South Wales every year. The 24th Elvis Festival kicks off today in parks. Elvis impersonators, fans and curious onlookers from across Australia and the world will be there. And as Kaya Handley reports, it's a big achievement for a town that has no connection whatsoever to the King of Rock and Roll. Bright
light city, gonna set my soul. The rural community of Parkes, previously famous for its huge radio telescope which inspired the Australian film The Dish, is about to be inundated with all things Elvis, which is somewhat surprising given the late crooner likely had never heard of the place.
What a weird thing to do. Why are people getting into these jumpsuits and why are they celebrating?
Check 1, 2, 2.
These are questions that have niggled at Professor John Connell from the University of Sydney. It's a matter of time. Until they finally drew him to the festival as well. Professor Connell started studying the Elvis Festival more than a decade ago. He's now writing a book on it.
I think really probably the message of Parkes is that although you have what is something that seems bizarre and irrelevant to Parkes, that is actually the thing that really makes it successful.
It all started as a small celebration among friends to mark the birthday of the Memphis Maestro.
It was just a couple of people, maybe three people. Eventually they set up a committee, they organised the festival and somehow, extraordinarily, it came together. And it sort of shows you in a way what a small country town can do with two or three really committed people who are dedicated to putting on something which will eventually, as it did, boost the town.
And boost the town it did. Over the next 5 days, the festival is expected to attract more than 22,000 people from all over the world. They all have one thing in common, their passion for the King. Now, this unlikely festival in his honour is being held up as an example to other communities about what is possible.
It's now on its 24th year, so it really has achieved a measure of success that a lot of festivals have not been able to do. Baby, it's still you I'm thinking of.
Professor John Connell from the University of Sydney, ending Kaya Handley's report.